Everyone, it's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Star Wars Episode 9, which is going to see Carrie Fisher return. They're going to be using some footage from the Star Wars Force Awakens. They're going to be bringing back Lando, and also they've introduced some new characters and stuff and said that this is going to be the final installment of this Skywalker saga, and filming starts in the UK on August 1st. Kind of quite cool to see this all kind of announced, but what did you think of it?
I mean, no real major surprises in it. There were a couple of new actors, actresses attached to it. We don't know who or what they're playing yet, so kind of reserve judgment on that. But it's always nice to see Star Wars not casting huge name characters. Get your Liam Neeson as the mentor figure, you know, get some bigger names.
Richard E. Grant. I mean, you know, you remember his infamous scene from Spice World, the movie.
I can't even respond to that. But, you know, they've got a mix of veteran actors and new actors. So good to see that. Also very happy to see Billy Dee Williams back in the cast. Lando missing from 7 and 8 was kind of a big hole in the story. People wanted to see him. He's been popular ever since Empire Strikes Back. I don't think it's any surprise that we're seeing him. After Solo, yeah. Lando played such a big role, they were of course going to want to include Billy Dee Williams on there. And now this will give him a chance to throw in references that they couldn't have done in Empire Strikes Back or Return of Jedi, because those stories didn't exist yet.
No. I think definitely that Lando was kind of like the breakout star and everyone was drawn to him from Solo, that it makes sense. And also, kind of, they were introducing so many new characters in the last two movies. In some way, bringing him back now, kind of, and just having turned out in a scene or whatever, and then probably Kylo killing him. It would just be... They need to kill somebody off every time. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to have to do something with Carrie Fisher. I mean, I know they said they're going to be using some footage, and they are not going to recast, and they're not going to do the CGI version of her, and they've got the blessing from her daughter and all the rest of it, but they're going to have to do something with the character. They can't just leave her in limbo and just forever use... Well, I suppose they could do, but...
I kind of like this. Obviously, I came up with this idea, so I obviously like it. It was the one that I thought of way back when, I think, Last Jedi first came out, and Carrie had just passed on not that long before. What I would like to see, or I think would be an effective way of doing it, is just, you know, they have her do a holo projector thing where she talks to Poe or whatever they have available from Seven. Excuse me. And then they just say she is off in the Outer Rim drumming up support for the Resistance. She is doing the diplomatic political thing. We don't need to see it. It's out there. All you need to do is, you know, Lando pops up. He's in his starfighter. He's got L4 because he wanted to remember L3 from Solo. And he's like, hey, Leia sent me and bring in the reinforcements, and there's, you know, ships behind him and stuff like that. That's really all you need. Yeah. And then just a quick send off, just a reference to, hey, she's out there. She's a major character. We unfortunately, due to circumstances, can't do a proper ending, but, you know, we at least have closure on the story. And then also there's the fact that her daughter, Billy, is actually being listed in the cast group this time. So there's kind of a legacy handoff going on there too. We don't know how much of a role Billy will play in the movie, but she wasn't listed in the casting for either 7 or 8, even though she was in both. So this is a step up for her. Mm. And I have to assume that that's at least partly as a tribute to Carrie's memory.
I mean, they're bringing all the big characters back, so you're gonna have, so that's kind of cool. Kind of like to see them move that a little bit for it. This thing about this final installment of the Skywalker, I don't feel like I'm ready to get rid of Kylo and Rey and stuff yet. I don't feel like that weird thing of like they still got so you know, they're still young characters that but then obviously, you know, at the end of the Skywalkers, if Kylo Ren's gone, then that could be the end of the Skywalker side of things.
Well, I mean, you can end the saga without killing off the bloodline. Yeah. You know, they could just say, you know, that this was the story that started with Anakin in Episode 1. And this is the culmination of that story. This is everything has been leading up to this with Kylo and Rey, who is not a Skywalker, but we'll just include her as part of that. And it culminates with this final battle of good versus evil. And while there are still Skywalkers around, they are no longer, you know, the only saviors of the galaxy anymore. Now, you know, the kid with the broom at the end of Last Jedi, he is now going to be the new future, and he is not a Skywalker.
Yeah, I think they're definitely kind of going into Jedi Clone Wars Part 2 kind of thing, of having more clones and or more Jedis, and maybe the Jedis versus the First Order and all the rest of it. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see what they're doing with it. Obviously, as well, it's not coming out to December 2019. We have got Star Wars Clone Wars coming up before that. There are new TV shows in production. There are more movies in production as well. We know there's at least 4 or 5 other movies going on. But this kind of seems like the end of the... And also, all the original actors are all getting older. And, you know, each time they kill someone off in each episode. So it kind of makes sense to be doing this. I just thought all this information coming out, Lando coming back was... I think that was a good move. I think that's definitely the highlight of this. And also, maybe just putting people's fears of what they're doing with Carrie Fisher, because I think a lot of people were wondering if they were going to redo what they did with, like, Rogue One.
Yeah, with Tarkin and Rogue One. And I really liked what they did with Tarkin. I thought they did a very good job. But at the same time, you know, you can never not see that it is a CG character. It works all right when he's standing still, which is something that Tarkin is, of course, very good at. He's very military, very upright posture, hands behind the back, not moving very much. But when he spoke, you know, it did just looked a little bit off. And I think that if they tried to do a whole movie of Leia with that technology, or even the technology moved forward 3 or 4 years, like it would just be too off, too weird. So I'm glad they're not doing that. We don't know what kind of archive they have for episodes 7 and 8, but obviously their story writers are confident that they've got enough to piece together a fitting send off, whatever that will be. So
it's always tricky, because you know going in that they can never do it properly, because it's, you know, they haven't got the way of doing it, and I think that's always an issue with that.
I'm sorry, the feed kind of broke up. I missed whatever you said.
I just think as a whole, it's never the easiest way of doing it, is it?
No, absolutely not. And I mean, you know, you can't account for the idea that your core actors are going to die in real life. And why would you? More often than not, it doesn't happen. So it's a very tough position for Disney to be in. It's a very tough position for the writers to be in. They will have to do their best with it. On the flip side, looking at it kind of in a positive light, some of the best story writing happens when you have these kind of artificial limits. Not this kind of limit specifically, but things that prevent you from writing the story that you want. Sometimes you find a little bit of extra magic that makes the story a little more poignant, a little more powerful, and we will have to wait and see how they do it and if they can kind of pull it off. But sometimes, just like in everything else, writing through adversity gives you some of the best writing that you can do. So
It's definitely going to be interesting what they do moving forward with it. It's quite a way off, and obviously I expect by this time next year we'll start seeing stuff, because we'll have just had Star Wars Celebration and they'll be getting ready for all the toys and all the bits and pieces. So that'll be good. But we'll have to know what you guys are thinking of Lando returning for Star Wars Episode 9 and all the other bits and pieces from that on there. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Go subscribe, check us out, etc. James, where can they find you?
Find me, HeroicLegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.